The following is an unrehearsed interview with U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nathan Cones of Carroll Broadcasting and Kim Adams of Denver Forum. Nathan, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Many Democrats and some Republicans are saying the investigation into Russian election tampering and President Trump's alleged sharing of classified information is kind of getting up to that level of almost a Watergate-type scandal. And with former FBI Director James Comey's firing from the FBI, have you guys set a date for him to testify before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee?
Yeah, well, there is a date. I'm not aware of what it is, but I think that it's going to be the week after next, because we aren't in session next week because of Memorial Day, and I'm led to believe it's the week after that. But a date has not been announced, so obviously I don't know what it is. Now, we're trying to get him before the House Senate Judiciary Committee, but we haven't had any luck in getting that even an okay that he would come. If he doesn't want to come, of course, we could subpoena him, but we don't want to make that move until we have to. Just let me make a general comment about your question was about the date, but comparison to Watergate, I think you understand that there was a crime actually committed in the case of Watergate, and we have no evidence of a crime being committed here. You didn't ask anything about impeachment. But when I did get a question asked about impeachment, remember what the Constitution requires for impeachment. You got to be guilty of treason, high crimes, or misdemeanors. And there's no accusations of any of that at this point. And so then I'll stop with one final couple sentences, and that is that now with a special prosecutor, probably this will be going on until the special prosecutor reaches a decision whether or not there ought to be a prosecution or not. But right now, the only felony I know of has nothing to do with the president, or it's a non-known person, but somebody leaks some national security information to the press, and that would be a felony. Now we're going to Kim.
Hi, Senator. What results might we expect from President Trump's current extensive foreign trip?
Yeah. Well, I hope it's more or less my expression of a hope of what we accomplish, but I think it's something he's trying to accomplish. But you're asking me, has it been accomplished? I think you're going to have to wait a long time to know whether the goals have been accomplished of his trip. But I believe that he's trying to fill a vacuum, and I'll explain a vacuum, left by the Obama administration, where our entire foreign policy of the last 70 years was changed. That foreign policy since World War II was basically that the United States assumed a leadership role among free democracies and sometimes among people that maybe weren't so democratic, and they followed us, and our enemies feared the coalition of people following the United States, so we prevented World War III. And Obama, over 8 years, wanted to withdraw from that sort of leadership. And we have a more dangerous nation now. And I think we all understand what happened in Manchester, England this week is just one example of how dangerous of a world it still is. And so consequently, I think that he is trying to reestablish that leadership. And I think at least in one instance, he's done it through the coalition of Sunni Arab nations that are committed to fighting terrorism, particularly the number one terror-sponsored state in the world, Iran. And then maybe he is trying to help in another way. As of today, and I only have slight reports on what he did at NATO today, but he's trying to get NATO to be more vigorous in their defense effort. In other words, the European nations spending more what the United Nations spend. Every nation ought to spend 2% of their gross national product on No, maybe it's not. 2% of gross national product on their defense. So that's where we are. I'm going to go back now to Nathan.
Yeah, to bring things a little bit back closer to Iowa, recently Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, actually just today, this morning, was appointed to the Lieutenant Governor position. You released a statement earlier today, but have you had any personal experience with Mr. Gregg?
Yes. In his undergraduate, I had some experience with him. He's very well qualified, but I really did more with him when he was a candidate for Attorney General. And, of course, he lost that race, but I think he's fully qualified, and I would compliment Kim, Governor Reynolds now, I should say, on her selection of him. Back to Kim.
Yes, what changes would you like to see the Senate make in the House's version of the replacement bill for Obamacare?
Yeah, well, I can answer your question, but I want to answer it in regard to things that I think ought to be corrected in the House bill. But when I say these, we are not operating off the House bill in the United States Senate. We're going to write our own bill, and then we'll go to conference and work out the difference between the House and Senate. Two areas. One, their score for spending less money on children and Medicaid by $48 billion, I think is too much. I think that there's some waste in Medicaid and the extent to which those children could be put in the Children's Health Insurance Program, called CHIP for short, that we would get more for our money and deliver more care for those kids. And then the other thing would be to for ages 50 to 65, particularly in rural areas, I think we have to enhance the tax credit for people to buy insurance, because that's where you start to get more difficult health problems. And it ought to be distributed not just on the basis of age, but people that are higher income shouldn't get as much help as people as lower income. Back to Nathan.
Kind of following along that same line of health care, you've done some work with advocating for seniors for forever, and one of the ones that you've been looking for is accessibility to hearing aids, and you've recently tried to introduce some legislation that's cutting FDA regulation on those devices to make them cheaper. How is that exactly going to work out, and in what ways can that move towards generalized health care?
Kind of okay. The problem that you can... that everybody sees is dollar figures that you see on television, what hearing aids cost. Very expensive, and only about 1 out of 7 people with hearing problems can afford them. So the idea is to get some cheaper things on the market so that people that need hearing help can get it and afford it. So that's the problem we're trying to take care of. So the bill that you're talking about was introduced by Democratic Senator Warren of Massachusetts and by me, and it's out of committee now, and I think we have a good chance of getting it passed in the Senate based upon the fact that so many, like AARP as one example, is an advocate for senior citizens, and they're very much supporting it. We basically have 4 companies nationally, some people say 6 companies nationally, that manufacture these very expensive hearing aids, and I assume that they're against what we're trying to do, but the bottom line of it is we can't be satisfied with only 1 person out of 7 that have hearing problems being helped with the existing environment. Back to Kim, and this will have to be the last question.
Yes. After so many years that you have served in public office, what advice would you offer to President Trump, who is obviously a neophyte in public office?
Okay. As I told people at the White House, kind of along the lines of what you're asking me to say directly to Trump, but I wouldn't want to say I said this directly to Trump, but I think people heard me, and he might in turn hear me. basically, I explained how Senator Grassley, there was another senator with me, I named that senator, and I named the president, obviously Trump. I said, you know, none of us individuals really count in this town. What really counts are ideas. And the president's got good ideas like tax reform, replacing Obamacare, and deregulation, and making trade agreements more fair. Just always talk about your ideas. Don't leave personalities out of it.
Nathan and Kim, thank you for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been United States Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.